We know you're seeing all the Mother's Day gift guides everywhere. And while we usually do some Didn't I Just Feed You version, this year we have the one perfect Mother's Day gift that works for everyone, even our last minute shoppers, MyLifeInABook.com.
MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns the life stories of people you love into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your gift recipient a question via email. These can be pre-written questions that they provide, or you can customize the questions the way that I did for my mom. Your recipient can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
I'm really excited to be creating a book with my own mom this year, and I can't wait to hear some of her childhood memories, what it was really like raising three kids as a single mother, and how she's enjoyed becoming a grandmother, too.
And when the book is done, you'll have a beautiful keepsake for her and for you, too. You can even choose to have an audiobook created from the recordings. It's easy to sign up, and the process is automated, so you don't have to worry about missing a week.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code DIJFY at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code DIJFY for 10% off today.
I'm obsessed with my air fryer, and I'm not a gadget person. I think I got mine maybe 4 years ago, like so early in the when air fryers were starting to just come onto the market in like a bigger way. And it's like the one small appliance I think I could not live without.
Welcome to Didn't I Just Feed You?
A podcast about feeding kids.
Hey, y'all, we are going to reheat an episode from our archives. Next week, we're talking all about air fryers again. In 2020, we aired an episode called Do You Really Need an Air Fryer? With our friend Jess Stang of Cook Smarts. You can listen to that episode in full right here. Jess Stang is the founder of Cook Smarts, an online meal planning service voted number one on Lifehacker. She started Cook Smarts in 2012, which is when I was first introduced to her work, to help families live healthier lives, feel empowered and inspired in the kitchen, and lighten the mental load of meal planning, which you know we all need. Prior to starting Cook Smarts, Jess was a contestant on a Food Network cooking show and taught in-home cooking lessons around the Bay Area. She is a mother of three, including an 18-month-old, and host of In the Kitchen with Cook Smarts podcast. Jess, this is like a really hard question to answer, I think, but our listeners have asked again and again, and they really want a definitive answer. Does every home cook need an air fryer?
I really think so. I'm obsessed with my air fryer, and I'm not a gadget person. I think I got mine maybe 4 years ago, like so early in the when air fryers were starting to just come onto the market in like a bigger way. And it's like the one small appliance I think I could not live without.
Okay, even over an Instant Pot, do you own an Instant Pot? And how do you feel about that?
I also love my Instant Pot, but I use my air fryer probably at least once a day, if not like two or three times a day. And I use my Instant Pot maybe like two or three times a week.
Okay, you have me beat then, because I think I use my air fryer three or four times a week. And the way that I use it and the way I love it makes me agree with you that every home cook really does need an air fryer. But I'm so curious, how do you use the air fryer? Like if you're using it sometimes two or three times a day, what are you putting in it? How are you using it?
Okay, so I do not have a toaster oven. Like we use it for everything from making sandwich melts, because we don't have a toaster oven, to like roasting vegetables. And we pretty much roast vegetables probably like every day, just because that's an easy way for our kids to like just eat vegetables because they come out really crispy. And I often just do them straight from like a bag of frozen vegetables. And that yes. just is like the best like busy mom shortcut. I think it's like, it's like 5:30, you're not sure what you're gonna make for dinner, but you're like, I need to make sure there's some vegetables. So like we will throw a bag of frozen cauliflower in the air fryer or a bag of baby carrots. And then they're like done in like 20 to 25 minutes. And during that time, I can like be prepping everything else.
Yes. I love a bag of frozen vegetables in the air fryer. I actually wrote a whole ode for the kitchen about like why I think the air fryer is completely transformative for vegetables.
Yes.
And this, I'm so glad you brought up the toaster oven, because I think that's like a question that also comes up is like, well, my oven has convection or I have a toaster oven. Like, do I really still need an air fryer? And I have both, although we don't pull our toaster oven out. It like lives in the garage and I only use it for recipe testing, because I don't find that either the convection on my oven or the convection on my toaster oven is as efficient as it is in the air fryer.
I find the same thing. So like I have clearly have an oven. We have a, you know, a kitchen, regular kitchen with yes. an oven. But for me, it's the preheating time that I really save. And I get, you know, so like instead of waiting for the oven to preheat, it takes like 15 minutes to get to 400 degrees, I just pop everything right into the air fryer and it doesn't have to preheat. And I do find that you're right. Like the, whatever is going on with like the air fryer technology, like it does circulate the air better. And I think just because it's in an enclosed, like a much smaller enclosed space, you do get that browning that sometimes takes a little bit longer to achieve in the oven.
Yes. It's like a browning / caramelization.
Yeah.
Plus, because of the convection, which is like what an air fryer is, right? Like it yes. is a small oven that also has a relatively large for its size fan. And so it's taking the heat and it's really throwing it around the food in an even sort of cycle. And that allows like everything to brown evenly on all sides. So like, you know, if you cube sweet potatoes and you throw them in your 400 degree oven, you still have to at some point through the cooking turn them so that you don't end up with like one really brown side and then pale other sides. With the air fryer, that like churning doesn't have to happen because the air is just cycling around it.
Yeah, exactly. And I also find that things don't dry out as much in the air fryer,
yeah.
especially meats, I guess. So when I do, like, I'm not a big chicken breast person, but I will have, like, I will do some meal prep and just put two marinated chicken breasts or, you know, however many of them fit in the air fryer. And I find that it comes out, like, it doesn't have that, like, kind of dry, like, chewiness that sometimes happens in the larger oven. Just because it's, like, when you look at, like, just, like, two or three chicken breasts in a large oven, it just seems kind of silly.
Almost yeah, it's too. Not very efficient at
it's
all.
It's not efficient. I do think that because there's just more space, like, there's more, maybe, like, room for evaporation of all the liquids, all the juices inside. Whereas I don't find that with the air fryer at all. And so that's something that I'll do on the weekends is just use it as a big meal prepping tool. Like I'm not like a, you know, your fitness meal prepper where I'm making like 20 of the same meals to eat throughout the week, but we will get a couple of ingredients ready, you know, just so that we can throw them into salads or wraps or sandwiches or whatever. And I find that it's really great to use the air fryer because I don't have to like wash, you know, I'm not like washing it every like between ingredients. You can just like reuse the basket as is, or at least unless it's like too oily, you kind of just need to pour things out. And I just love that I don't have to mess with like a sheet pan or go to the oven and turn the chicken yeah. breast or any.
It's just like a huge roasting pan that doesn't even fit in your sink.
Exactly.
Those things. Yes. I feel like this is a good time to mention that you do run an online meal planning service, Cook Smarts. And so you're like an expert in meal planning and making weeknight dinners easier. So that's like how you're approaching the air fryer. And I love how you say, like shared about, you know, you use it for meal prep, but you're not doing like a crazy amount of meal prep. You're just able to make extra in your air fryer, but you're also using it for quick weeknight cooking too.
Yes, definitely. For me, a lot of it is really just more of a components of a meal, you know? So again, the like roasted vegetables. One thing that I really love doing there is zoodles. I think people just like don't like, that's like something that's like, oh, I've never thought to do zoodles in an air fryer. But like,
I literally have never thought to do that. What happens? What can I expect?
Well, so like when you do zoodles, you typically do them in a pan. Like that's what most
yeah.
people do, right? And
so
they kind of like, soggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my thing. I was like, well, like, zoodles are great. Like, I love the concept, but every time I make them, even if I like salt the zucchini before and get some of the liquid, you know, out, it still ends up in like a bit of a soggy mess in the saute pan. And so I find with the air fryer, because again, like, it's like more oven, like it, things, there is some liquid, that liquid, like more, it's either evaporating or it's dripping out of the basket into,
yes.
you know, the whatever, like little, the shelf or whatever it's called, the drawer. That you don't end up with soggy noodles. And so I do find that it's like a much better way to make zoodles than like when you then sauteing it.
So when I think of air fried zoodles, I think they're going to be like kind of crispy, like a almost like a fritter texture. Is that what happens? Or it's more just like they're crisp, like an al dente spaghetti?
Exactly. More of the latter, the al dente. So I just don't cook it long enough that it could get crisp, right? So I'm not drawing out all the moisture that it's starting to brown and caramelize. I'm just getting it so that like the zoodles are slightly, you know, the zucchini is it's slightly cooked. But you know, it's no longer raw, but it's not like overcooked. That sometimes happens with a saute pan, or so dried out that you end up with like kind of a crispy like fry or something instead.
Yes.
Which actually probably would be good too.
I know. My wheels are turning where I'm like, oh, maybe we need to do more veggie fritters in the air fryer, because we do love the roasted vegetables from an air fryer. We love cooking proteins in it, whether it's like, honest to goodness, sometimes frozen nuggets in the air fryer.
Yeah, totally.
But also sometimes, like you're talking about, like crispy chicken thighs are really easy and great to do in the air fryer. But yeah, I hadn't thought about veggie fritters yet. And so I feel like a whole new world has opened up for me, especially for summertime. Like, right, the other great thing about an air fryer, like you said, about not having to preheat it, is that it's also not heating up your kitchen.
Yes, which is great for summer. Yeah, exactly.
So great. I have a tiny kitchen, and we also live in a warmer climate during the summer. So like anything, we grill outside a lot, but also sometimes you just know, you like, you don't have the energy to like take everything out to the grill for a weeknight dinner. So an air fryer is just an excellent alternative.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, because it's kind of, it's a bit of like a set it and forget it. You do need to like shake the baskets, like, you know, maybe like once through cooking, but it's, you know, it's not completely, you know, not, you can just leave it alone, but you can be doing other things. So for me, I have a 13 month old, and she's, you know, doing a lot of finger foods. And so for our meal prep, a lot of the stuff for meal prep is really for her. So we'll do things like tofu. You know, I think tofu is a really great thing to do in the air fryer, because a lot of people, when they cook tofu, their biggest issue, challenge with it, is it sticks to whatever their whatever pan they're using, even if it's a really good nonstick pan. And you just don't have that problem in the same way with the air fryer. So we'll just cut it up, toss it in some soy sauce and oil, or, you know, sprinkle some salt and pepper or whatever spices you want to be using. So if you want to use, if you're making like tofu tacos in the week, you know that you might want to spice it with some like Latin spices, with coriander, cumin, or chili powder, and then just throw it in the air fryer. And then like we just have that like to go to throughout the week that I can feed her, you know, on her little baby tray, these little things. So yeah, that it just makes, it's just, I love it so much, clearly, as you can tell.
Okay. So if our listeners need to buy an air fryer, do you have a favorite model, brand, or what would you suggest people look for if they're shopping for an air fryer?
I think I would really look for size. It's like, because that to me is the limiting factor, right? Because, you know, I've gone through all these air fryer cookbooks, and they're all like, you know, do it in like so many batches. Because it's like a lot of the stuff, if you are doing something that has like a breading for it, you can't really like pile that stuff all up, right? So you do need to do it in batches. So for me, like I have a family of five. And so for us, like I've had two air fryers, and the reason I got the second one, both have been the Philips models, but the reason we moved to the second one was just because we had outgrown our previous one, where, cause I was like, I'm no longer cooking for just like two adults, like these other two kids. And then now this third, the baby, like, eat a lot. so we just had to get a larger one. And I do think, like, if you are limited clearly in counter space or kitchen space, like there are now these, like the multifunction ones, a lot of the CookSmarts members have gotten the Ninja Foodie, and I think been pretty happy with it. The only thing I think in terms of, you know, there's now these, like, you see like these like basically large toaster ovens that also market themselves as having air fryer technology.
Yes.
And I have not heard great things about those. And I think it's just because at the end of the day, you are still probably getting a toaster oven, you know, versus an air fryer. So I think that's the only but again, like, this is not from my own experience, just talking to other folks anecdotally. Yeah.
I would say, because I have both the Philips, which I feel like is kind of like the standard air fryer, and is like in the $100, $120 price point. I will say I've also tested the Instant Pot air fryer, which They now, even since I've tested it, Instant Pot has put out, like, now they have an air fryer lid for your Instant Pot, which is a little like that, like, Ninja Foodie, where it's like, it does have pressure cooking capabilities. It has air frying capabilities. But the Instant Pot, the one that the Instant, I think it's called the Omni. It's like a, it's a smaller than my toaster oven, but much bigger than a toaster. And it has much more capacity than my Philips does. But it still has, like, some limitations as well. Like, most air fryer recipes will instruct you, like, halfway through, you want to take out the basket and sort of shake it so that everything cooks evenly. And with the Instant Pot air fryer, it actually, like, tells you when you're halfway through your cooking time that you set so that you can swap the trays rather than baskets that it has. So I've been really happy with it, but just like any appliance, whether it's like you're trying to learn how to cook in an Instant Pot or a slow cooker, you have to be aware of like its limitations and where it might have some, I don't know, sore spots is not the word I want to use, but like where it might, you might have to troubleshoot some things and move things around. But I would recommend that for people who have like a very large family and they want something to sit on the countertop, because it also has like a rotisserie basket that comes, or rotisserie function in it, and it comes with a rotisserie setup. It has a basket, which is really fun because you can like put Brussels sprouts in it and then they get super crispy because they're rotating around. Oh. And it truly is like set it and forget it. But the Philips one is pretty great. And you can, if you have a family of three or a family of four, you can do like a smaller whole chicken in it. Mm-hmm. So it's still like a relatively great size for what it is.
Do you find that the browning is as good in the Instant Pot one as the Philips one?
It's very, I don't want to say it's inconsistent, because as soon as you test one thing in it, you're like, okay, that's where it's hot. It's like in the back of it near the heating elements, it's hot. So you do, like, when I swap the trays for their like top and bottom, I also often like move things around so they get more even. But that, I noticed that the most on things like pocket pies or empanadas, more so than like when I'm roasting veggies, you know, where I'm looking for beautiful, even browning, versus like if it's a little bit inconsistent, it's not a deal breaker.
Got it. Yeah, I am curious because they're just now so many more than when I bought mine. But I'm pretty happy with mine. The Philips, the new one I got, is like the XXL, because it's, yes, the biggest one they have. And I do miss my smaller one. It was a better design. Like, I find that they work beautifully as air fryers, as like, you know, browning and all of that. But it is like the design is just slightly off, that it's just not as convenient.
Yes.
But we get a much bigger size, which we need now, because it's like, I need to put in like now two bags of cauliflower, two bags of frozen cauliflower to feed everybody, because it does shrink a lot. So that's what's deceiving. You know, yes, it's like you start off like you put like two bags of frozen cauliflower really does fill up the air fryer. And then by the time it's all brown, like so much of that moisture has evaporated. And it's like, oh yeah, I'm not like left with like two cups of whatever it is.
It's a little like that internet meme about spinach, where it's like you use a whole bag and it ended up being like a tablespoon of spinach once it cooks down. Yes.
Yes.
Because the veggies get so much smaller as they cook.
Yeah. But what, so one thing I would do want to mention about the air fryer, you know, getting an air fryer, is it's not like, you know, some people are like, oh, like it's not like a substitute for a deep fryer. So there are some foods that are like really like should be deep fried, like fried chicken, falafel, those things. Like if you want that, like really that crispy, juicy, like crisp skin, I feel like you should be deep frying those things. So like, I just want to make sure that folks know that they're not going to get like the same deep fried chicken out of an air fryer than they would if they like went and had it, you know, had it gotten a deep fried.
Yes. We should talk practically about recipes, because you mentioning fried foods is a really a good segue into that, because you'll notice that recipes for air fried things ask you to use still like a tablespoon of oil or a teaspoon of oil, and like toss your veggies in that first or brush your chicken with it first, because unlike a deep fryer, which really like enrobes all of the food in oil, it's really just pushing the air around. And in order to make sure that things like cook evenly and that they don't stick at all, although most air fryers have either nonstick trays or nonstick basket, you really do need like a small amount of oil. So an air fryer is not great for someone who like can't have any oil or doesn't want any oil or any fat in their diet, right?
Yeah, I do say you do need a little bit of oil. And I'm someone like we're not trying to like be super like oil free or anything in our house. Yes. So we just like, you know, I just throw in however much I think is needed to coat the vegetables or the chicken or whatever. So yeah, we definitely still use that to ensure like better circulation and also like this better browning of everything.
I will say I notice that I use less oil for air frying vegetables than I would if I was oven roasting them.
Yeah, probably. And what I do actually is I typically don't add oil until like halfway through. That's kind of my trick. So like especially with if I'm doing frozen, right? It seems silly to me.
It would be kind of like, it would kind of like steam off into the basket. That makes so much sense actually.
Yeah. So at that point, like frozen, I keep going back to cauliflower because that is like our go-to, but it's like shrunken a little bit. So there's like just less surface area. And so like you would actually need less oil if you waited a little bit than if you started from the beginning. But I just do that with everything I find. So even with like sweet potatoes, it's just like, I'm like, oh, I'll just wait like till halfway through. And then I put the oil, salt, and pepper in.
One of my favorite frozen veggies to throw in the air fryer is edamame, like whole in pod edamame. I don't know why it's so much better than like steaming it in the microwave or putting it in the oven, but it really does like, it changes the whole texture of the outside and the sweetness of the beans inside too.
I've never tried that one. I will have to do that.
I feel surprised that you've never tried that, considering like you love a frozen veggie. That's also just one of my kids' like favorite quick snacks, or sometimes like we'll put that in front of them when dinner's taking longer than we expect it to, and they're like really hungry. I feel like it's hard to top the zucchini noodles in the air fryer, but what is one thing that's been like an unexpected, delightful discovery in cooking in the air fryer for you?
So I think for me, like chickpeas.
Yes.
Yes. I really like, cause you know, like now you see all these like bags of like chickpeas, you know, like snack chickpeas that are pretty expensive. Like, you know, anywhere from like $4 and $6. And I'm like, huh, that's like, they're just chickpeas. Like chickpeas are really cheap.
Right. And a can of chickpeas is like less than a dollar.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yes. And then if you like make your own chickpeas dried like in the Instant Pot, then it's much cheaper than that.
Then it's even cheaper. Yes.
Yes. So we just do, we'll go from one gadget to the other. We'll do our Instant Pot chickpeas and then some of them will go in the air fryer, and then they're just like really easy snacks. And again, like for our kids, like, sometimes it's really hard to think about snacks for kids that are pretty portable, but you are not like processed foods, which is, you know, like every once, of course, like we do all that, but it's just nice to have something that like feels like a whole food, but is still like very easily put into a baggie. And then you can like,
take. Not super messy.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. And so like, that's a really great vehicle for like having, like trying out new flavors. So we'll, you know, we'll switch up the spices, and that just helps them like, you know, try some curry powder chickpeas or some like chili powder chickpeas or, you know, so it's been a great way to just get a good snack and also try new flavors. One other thing, and this is totally like, you think it's for my kids, but it's really for me. But it's making like a personal pizza.
Ooh.
So we always have naan at our house. We got this like the Stonefire brand of naan that's just like perfect. I love it. It's like super soft. So I just put that with like a spoonful of like marinara sauce, like just like store-bought marinara sauce and mozzarella cheese. And I'd like to say like, this is a good snack for kids, but it's really a good snack for me. Like I love, it's just like a small little handheld pizza that like I will have at like 3 o'clock, and you know, I put in the air fryer and it feels like a really good pizza that you bought at like a restaurant.
And I would never heat my oven up to do that for myself, but like having the air fryer to just toss it in and not have to wait for it to preheat would motivate me to try that. Stacey, I don't know about you, but I've been in a major spring cleaning mode, including purging and organizing my closet. I'm putting away winter sweaters and donating things that don't work for me anymore. But I'm so excited to be pulling out some of my favorite items from Quince to put back into rotation.
Totally. I love the pieces that I bought from Quince last year, too. And neither of us should really be surprised. We love Quince for their quality. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Which means I can actually add some pieces back to my closet after my spring clear out. I love the linen pants and top I got last season so much, but my next purchase is one of Quince's gorgeous 100% washable silk skirts.
Oh, that's so pretty. And the best part? All Quince items from silk to 14 karat gold are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's why I snagged my favorite oversized cashmere boyfriend cardigan from Quince instead of any other brand.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/DIJFY for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. ButcherBox is our secret to better back pocket meals on the fly during busy seasons like spring. They make it easy to choose a box of our family's favorite proteins that get delivered straight to our door. With the freezer stocked with 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, there's no running to the store for last-minute dinner ingredients. Plus, with free ground beef for life, we know that when meetings or soccer practice run late, we always have a reliable family favorite on hand for a quick dinner with ButcherBox's high-quality meats and a few pantry staples. That's right. ButcherBox is giving our listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Visit butcherbox.com/DIJFY and use code DIJFY to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/DIJFY and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? This episode of Didn't I Just Feed You is sponsored by By Heart. Longtime listeners know that Stacy and I both struggled with infant feeding stages with all our kids. Breastfeeding was hard, and choosing a formula was, well, also hard. We're thrilled to be working with By Heart, an infant nutrition company on a mission to make the best formula in the world. Not only is By Heart an easy-to-digest formula, their formula is also clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus leading infant formula. By Heart has their own patented protein blend that includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, just like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at buyheart.com/podcast with code DIJFY for a limited time. That's buyheart.com/podcast and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Additional terms and conditions apply. I'm also super curious. You mentioned at the top of the interview that you like to do sandwiches in there. So what are some sandwiches that you do? Like, is it just grilled cheese? Are you making other warm sandwiches in the air fryer?
Yeah, mostly it's cheese because we're trying to melt cheese right in the air fryer. Yeah, a lot of the times it's just like open face melts. So we'll make like a, you know, avocado, some like tomatoes, and then put some, like sprinkle some cheese over there and just put in the air fryer. Or like a tuna melt is really easy to do. Chicken, like, you know, chicken salad melts. So yeah, any sort of open face melts we do in the air fryer very frequently. It's just why like we end up using it like every day, multiple times.
Yes. Both Stacey and I, like, we would just say it's toast, right? Like if it's open face,
sure.
Which is just a funny, like, I think that's like an internet culture thing because
it's
everyone loves.
To me, yes. It's like toast. To me, it's like something that like it's like lower, but it's like I like to really build something up, and then I'm like, oh, then it's a melt. That's
yes. No, I'm saying we 100% do it like where we're piling like broccoli and white beans, and we're putting like garlic and making this like basically a salad, and then piling it on top of bread, maybe with a bed of hummus or a flavored mayo, and putting cheese on it. But we're just like calling it toast. Or sometimes in our family, we call it like fancy toast. But it is 100% an open face sandwich. It is not in any like just because we call it toast doesn't actually make it toast.
Oh, yeah. I guess toast has been like the new trend. And I never really thought like, yeah, toast is just open face sandwich. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that's true. And you can also do like a sweet one, too. Like I like doing bananas in the air fryer to add like an ice cream topping. But you could do like a banana toast and drizzle like Nutella on it, really, like, you know, so you get that like the bananas caramelized. Yeah, and it's just, yeah, it's super, super easy to do.
One of my favorite discoveries has been that you can use the air fryer to bake cookies. So yes. You can do either like 3 or 4 cookies fit really well, depending on the size of your air fryer, specifically like the Philips ones where it has a basket. But I also discovered this summer, and I think it's from the blog Our Best Bites, they have a bunch of recipes for one big giant cookie, and then you cut it after it comes out. They're awesome in the air fryer because it's like perfectly the size of the basket with just a little air space around it.
Oh, so then the first time I baked cookies, I like did not think, and I just put the dough like directly onto the basket, and it like half of it came like what like just like fell through. So in this cookie, do you lay down a piece of foil?
Yeah, a piece of foil or a piece of parchment paper.
Okay, yes, because I was like halfway through, I looked at the basket, I was like, oh wow,
it's yeah,
like why did I I do a lot of cooking. Why did I not think this through?
I have to tell you. Right when I got my first air fryer, I was chatting with the social media manager at Kitchen, and I was like, I wonder if you could like pop popcorn in the air fryer. Like, don't do it.
I can imagine like the fan like whips everything up. I don't know. What happened?
I thought it would be like an air popper for some reason, because it's like just pushing hot air around. But in most air fryers, the fan is like up above the basket. And so what would happen is the air would blow the kernels of corn up into the fan. And it was the worst, most painful noise ever. Like of them, the kernels just
getting
like
stuck. Yeah.
Dinging around, whirring around, and like hitting the fan as it was moving. But I have this curiosity gap. I was like, I wonder if I could do this, and I have to try. But don't, like, please, everyone else, learn from my mistake and do not try to pop popcorn.
Now you know. That's a good tip. So something that is shaped like popcorn that I do in the air fryer are pine nuts, like just toasting pine nuts for pesto. That's like an easy thing versus like, I'm like, I am too lazy to even get out a pan and heat up the stove. I'll just dump it in the air fryer.
You can do that with lots of nuts. And also like some, I've done sesame seeds, although again, you have to do like a little bit of a liner, obviously, to catch them, because most of the air fryer trays are perforated. Do you have any other, like you mentioned doing chicken, what are some other things that you like to use the air fryer for as far as meal prep?
So I do a lot of proteins like chopped up. So I mentioned like the chicken breast earlier, but we also just do again, like for finger foods, like a lot of chopped up stuff. Cause that's like then easy to go into like a wrap or a salad.
Yeah.
So like, or tacos. So we'll do like chopped up salmon in there. Cause it's hard to fit like, especially for a family of five, like there's no way we can fit it as fillets, but if I chop up the salmon, then I can just throw it in and then we'll use those for tacos or salads or something. And that's good use of that space. In terms of proteins, also like we'll do bacon in there.
Yes. I want to talk about that because air fryer bacon is so super crispy and delicious.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So like if I'm, you know, I actually do like doing it like chopped up. I don't know if you do it like as whole strips, but I'll just chop it up and then we can use those for like a bunch of different meals throughout the week.
Yes. Like chopping it in half. Chop it up.
Oh, I chop it up like in like
smaller,
like half inch pieces. Like, So then like I'll sprinkle them onto an omelet, or you can use them in a quiche, or put
also
them into
those.
Like,
probably cook faster.
They cook, yeah, it cooks really fast. And then, you can use it like soup topping, salad topping. So that's like another nice like meal prep thing to have like just handy. Because like frying like a couple strips of bacon just feels like it's never worth it. Because like the pan is like gets all like oily and everything. But like we'll just put a bunch of strips, chop it up, and then you can throw like a lot in the air fryer.
That's so smart. I also love doing like whole sweet potatoes or whole baked potatoes for meal prep in my air fryer.
We never do sweet potatoes enough. Like I often will do that in the Instant Pot just to steam them. And like, then I'll use those like in like a veggie burger base or something. But yeah, I haven't really done like whole sweet potatoes in there. I should try that.
You should. I find that it sort of like concentrates the sweetness of the sweet potatoes.
Oh,
so they're
imagine.
Even more flavorful, and specifically like just a regular baked potato. It takes about the same amount of time to roast a a whole potato in the air fryer, but the skin is significantly more crisp and the inside's like a little bit more fluffy. It's sort of like you were saying how the convection actually sort of keeps a lot of the moisture in whatever you're cooking. So you don't end up with like dried out baked potato. So it's one of my favorite. And then those like super crispy baked potatoes also reheat really well. If I'm making them for meal prep, I find that their skin stays crispy and reheating.
Oh yeah, I can imagine that. The one vegetable that like I've not gone to work in the air fryer is our beets.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, have you gotten them to work?
I actually don't think I've tried beets in the air fryer. How have you tried them?
So I just, maybe, yeah, I just put them in whole and I wrapped them up. So I kind of like put like three beets in like foil and sort of wrap them up and then put a little bit of water in there even just so they would steam a little bit inside. But they didn't come out. They came out kind of dry compared to the way I usually just do them in the oven where, you know, just put them in some water in a container, you know, in a tray.
Yeah.
And then wrap in foil.
That's really interesting. I would assume that like, because that's a pretty standard cooking method for beets, right? Like whole beets, you wrap them. Although usually I do like a little bit of oil, not a little bit of water. But it seems odd that that wouldn't help just like steam them.
Yeah. I'm going to try again. Although it was one of those things where it's like, well, my oven method works fine. And it's like when you're doing beets, you know, you're kind of in it for the long haul. It's not a quick thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm so happy to have you come on. Of course, I'm happy that you agree with me that like an air fryer is a great tool for busy home cooks.
Totally.
But you should tell everyone really quickly about CookSmarts and where they can find you.
Sure. So you can find more about CookSmarts at cooksmarts.com. And we are a meal plan service. So every week we send our members a menu that really kind of is optimized for food waste. So we're really helping people think through, like, if you're going to be using cilantro in one meal, we'll make sure you use it up in like another meal. And then we have diet versions for each of the meals. So you can do it the gluten-free, paleo, or vegetarian version. And so that really helps for like families that have a lot of a mixed diet, blended families, which we see more and more of, where like mom might be paleo and like, you know, son is vegetarian or something. And so it just really helps that you can kind of see different versions of the meal and not have to like think through like, how am I going to make two separate meals for everybody?
Yes, it's such a great service. And you do, CookSmarts also offers a free trial. If anyone's curious and you want to try it out, you can visit cooksmarts.com.
Yes, of course. So yeah, come on over and give us a try. You know, we generate a grocery list for you and it just makes the whole week so much easier to not have to think through like, what am I going to make for dinner?
We all need that. Thank you again so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Megan. So now the big question, because it's all about Stacey. Do I need an air fryer?
Yeah.
I think I do.
I feel like you really do. Maybe that's why I'm sending you for your birthday this month.
I'm so convinced. Okay. Yeah, no, I like that. I just caught that. I want that. you know I love gifts.
Yeah, I do.
I'm shameless. Okay, so listen, here's the thing that really is interesting about this. I love the part where Jessica's talking about how she's just using her air fryer multiple times a day and how literally just throwing like frozen vegetables, you know, into the air fryer is like a big thing for her and saves her. Now, you might be thinking, well, part of that is that she's an 18-month-old and baby-led weaning. I have a 10-year-old and I have a 13-year-old. And in quarantine, I've gotten up close and personal with their eating habits in a way that I haven't been since they were very young and just like home all day, all the time. And let me tell you something. They're not really my favorite. And I've resorted to some techniques I used to use when they were really little to just gently encourage eating more fruits and vegetables and like taking in a more balanced diet. So I posted this on Instagram recently. Some days in the morning, especially if I'm going to be like, I have to hole up and work for a while, I'll put a big platter with like grapes, Asian pear, like sliced pepper, just out, so that they can keep return to it. Because if it's out and there and prepared, they'll eat it. And I know they would love fried vegetables. Like if that could be easy to just like put out on the counter or just have going like as a snack before dinner's ready, it would seriously be a lifesaver.
Yes. And also, like just mentioned, it is a great little tool for meal prepping and like making
proteins. Like you could take a bag of frozen shrimp and throw it in there, and then you'd have could have cold shrimp for snacks and salads and wraps throughout the whole week.
Yes.
So it's not just like a snack tool, but also a meal prep tool. And especially like this summer when it's so hot, I know that I'm going to be using my air fryer even more than I use it during the rest of the year, because I don't have to heat up my whole oven to even cook chicken nuggets for my kids from the freezer.
Yes. But you know what? That's what I've always used to say about the slow cooker and the Instant Pot, that people old school thinking about it is that it's for stews and the kinds of foods that are associated with cold weather. But actually, it's a summer lifesaver.
Yes. And just like the air fryer is not like a replacement for deep fried food, I'm not cooking deep fried foods out of the air fryer every day. I'm cooking like more vegetables and more lean proteins and chickpeas as a snack for my kids. Like it's definitely a new way of thinking about what fried really means. And for the air fryer, it just means like beautifully roasted, toasted, and delicious.
Oh, yum. I think that's the perfect note to end on. I gotta go. I'm gonna go order mine. I don't know if I can wait for you to order it for my birthday.
You only have like 2 weeks until your birthday. Please, please. As an additional treat in this reheated episode, we reached out to Jess Dang of CookSmarts to ask her if she still uses her air fryer the same way that she did 3 years ago. And here's what she had to say.
It has been 3 years since I was on Didn't I Just Feed You to talk about my love for my air fryers, and it has not changed in these last 3 years. My kids are a little bit older. They're right now 3, 5, and 7, but it's still so busy, and I feel like I'm still constantly cooking and thinking about the next meal. So I am not above, you know, having lots of frozen shortcuts on hand. We've got fish sticks, tater tots, french fries, chicken nuggets, and those are so easy just to like throw in the air fryer for like a Saturday lunch or something when we don't really have anything planned and I don't want to go out and, you know, pay to go out. So we just throw it in and it comes out feeling like you just had something fried and it's so easy. I just also love doing roasted vegetables in the air fryer still. That's often how we, you know, throw together a side dish. And one of my favorite tricks really is still like baby carrots, a bag of baby carrots, toss in some oil, salt and pepper, toss it in the air fryer, literally 000 prep. And then you can walk away and do whatever other dinner prep you have planned for that night. And you've, you know, got this like great roasted veggie dish without having to heat up the oven, without having to get out sheet pans, without having to like, you know, take the sheet pan out to stir it or rotate it. It's just so convenient. And then I often, you know, I will blanch like a big bucket, like literally a bucket of broccoli at the beginning of the week. And we just use it for various things. But then you have cooked broccoli, and then to crisp it up in the air fryer takes no time. And so you kind of still get that texture, and it cooks really quickly because the broccoli mainly is cooked. You're just basically tossing in some oil, salt, pepper, some garlic powder, and then it crisps it up and you really kind of get like, you know, restaurant quality roasted broccoli in no time at all. And then we try to always, you know, do a lot of, you know, plant-based proteins as well. And so throw in, you know, 2 cans of chickpeas or chop up some tofu. That's like really my favorite way to do tofu, because tofu can be really finicky. Unless you have a really good nonstick wok or nonstick saute pan, you know, it can really stick. And so if you do it in the air fryer, you know, using a firm tofu, it comes out so nice and crispy. And so we'll do that with, you know, chickpeas and tofu and, you know, as a main protein for dinner or just to like kind of have as meal prep. So we can use it throughout the week to throw into a school lunch or a snack or, you know, just whatever it is. But it's always nice to have that on hand. And one of the things I've really fallen in love with as, you know, I've just tried to maximize time is really about like the set it and forget it type of cooking method. So the air fryer definitely is one for me where I can just throw things in, set the timer, and then I can walk away and like go, you know, take a shower or go for a workout. And so my love for the air fryer has not changed at all. So if you have not gotten one, I really, really highly encourage you to get one. It's really a versatile, people think it's like a single use item, but I think of it as a really versatile kitchen tool.
Don't forget to subscribe to Didn't I Just Feed You so you don't miss an episode. And if you're feeling extra generous, leave us a review or tell your friends about us too.
A huge thank you to our editor, Samantha Gatzik. I am Stacey.
And I'm Megan. Stay sane and well fed until next week.